Thank you, Father God, that your plans are bigger than men's plans, and you are well able to rescue the innocent. Amen. It's time for us to move on, heart dwellers, and remember the nativity of our Lord. What a beautiful time of the year to be born. But as always, there are dangers. The devil prowls about seeking the ruin of souls. Who will stand with God and do his bidding? I have recently become aware of a life and death situation and prayed very hard that God will triumph. In prayer this morning, Father God began, I want you to trust me. That means no crying, no doubting, only complete confidence in my ability to save all. When you fret like this, you only make things worse for yourself and others. Yes, my daughter, I want you to trust in your Daddy God. And that's a song that he played for me this morning called Oh Daddy God, covered by Dominic Chin. And it was written by a Chinese pastor. It's absolutely beautiful. You should check it out. Father continued, these plans of mine were made long ago. You are but a lowly instrument I am using. I will indeed deliver, and none can stop my plans. I want you to stand securely on this and proceed with your day-to-day work. Let it go at the foot of the cross, knowing full well it is finished according to my will. And you are not God, I am. Do you really think I am deaf? Have I not always delivered from difficult situations? How many miracles have I done for you in your life that you should doubt me? Now is not any different. Do not waver in your faith, Claire. Please stand strong and confident. Do not allow the demons to plant suggestions in your mind. Rather, focus on my almighty hand, holding up and covering over this situation, protecting it. And that was the end of his message. And I'm going to make one more appeal here. For those of you who've been with us for a long time, I'm sure you understand. For those of you who have not been with us for a long time, I can't explain it. But I'm making an appeal to all heart dwellers. Is there not one among you with the influence and power to assist and deliver this situation? Is there not one among you whose heart has not been rent by the desperateness of this cause? All of you, men and women of power, wealth, and influence, do you not see the nativity in this? Has the Lord not moved on your heart to do something extraordinary to deliver? Do you know that this kind of person is worth a great deal to the witches, some in very high places in government and law enforcement and the judicial system? Yes, this type of person frequently disappears from the face of the earth to be used in sacrifices to gain spiritual powers. There are several indicators that this intention may have been there, though I cannot discuss this with you openly. Lives are in danger, heart dwellers. Who among you has recourse to deliver the innocent from Herod? Who among you cares? Is there anyone with power and influence to make the difference here? I wait upon the Lord, and I count upon the Lord. But I still hold out hope that there is at least one person who could handle this in a heartbeat without any complications. If there is, will you come forth? Pray for God's perfect will to be done, his kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven, and do whatever he tells you to do. Amen. Now, in the process of getting ready for this message, Psalm 119, Peh, came up. Wonderful are your testimonies, therefore I obey them. The unfolding of your words gives light. It informs the simple. I open my mouth and pant as I long for your commandments. Turn to me and show me mercy as you do to those who love your name. Establish my steps through your promise. Let no sin rule over me. Redeem me from the oppression of man, that I may keep your precepts. Make your face shine upon your servant, and teach me your statutes. My eyes shed streams of tears because your law is not obeyed. And that's the end of Psalm 119, Pay. So I'm making an appeal to you, dear ones. I can't go into details, but those of you who understand, if you have recourse, please get in touch with me. Love you guys, and I thank you for your prayers and your donations. They really help keep the boat afloat over here. So take care. Until next time, God bless you.